We're here at the Cleo Robinson Dance Theater watching a set of dancers from the ensemble practice their set. Welcome to DPS Intern Talk, hosted by Kalel Medina, where we dive deeper into the DPS Career and College Success Internship Launch Program to find out exactly what students have been learning and practicing this past month. Internship sites include Denver Public Library, Emily Griffith Technical College, Metro Caring, St. Joseph's Hospital, and Same Cafe, among others. Today we got the chance to explore both Cleo Parker Robinson Dance and the Denver Office of Climate Action, Sustainability, and Resilience. We got to sit down with the interns at Cleo in person, but CASR is being hosted remotely, so our interview was conducted through Zoom. Cleo Parker Robinson Dance was founded in 1970 and became a nonprofit organization in 1974. Continuing to build upon its dance school and ensemble origins, for 5 decades they've developed into an internationally esteemed organization that operates beyond the traditional performing arts model. Today we sat with 3 technical theater interns and their supervisor in order to get some insight into what exactly technical theater is, what they've been learning, and how it applies to the lives of the interns. All right, thank you for being here today. Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Alex. I'm an intern here at Cleo Parker Robinson.
First question, what has your experience been interning here?
My experience, it's been a little limited, but so far it's been really nice. My experience is I get to pretty much do whatever with lighting, simulators, and music. Yeah, my supervisor's name is Mr. Trey Grimes, and he's very nice.
How much do you know about the history of Cleo Parker Robinson Dance?
I don't know a lot, but the last time I came here, I was told about the history of the building, and that I believe it was a church that was burned down, and then the community built it back up.
Got
it. That's what I know about Cleo Parker, but just the building.
And what have you learned so far working here?
I've learned lighting techniques and how to apply that to stages.
What are some of like the big tasks you do here?
The biggest task was to make a song, which was my last assignment.
And would you recommend your friends check out this place? Not even just for an internship, but just in general, like what they do here.
Yes, absolutely. And again, about the building, I have a friend who really likes architecture and he would love this place.
What do you think the impact of Cleo Parker Robinson Dance is on the Denver community?
It brings more talent and art to dance and theater because they have a stage here which can bring in a bunch of people, and it just like widens Denver's theater.
Have you gotten a chance to meet the youth ensemble here?
I don't think I have. Okay. But I might have passed them and gotten dirty looks.
Okay. The Cleo Parker Robinson Dance website mentions they try to infuse education, among other things, into every community they touch. Can you elaborate on what you think that means?
With this, we're learning how to do like stage directions, lighting, music, and composition, all of that. And we're learning that through Cleo Parker. Just teaches you how to do pretty much everything in relation to theater.
And so can you go a bit more in depth on the digital skills and simulations you've been doing here?
We've been working with lighting simulations, which can transfer into actual stage settings. And we've been working on like different moods, like happy, party, excited, sad, night, using the colors to differentiate those moods from each other and use that in a lighting simulator to express that in a stage.
How do you develop the simulators?
We've been using one that somebody else made, but we've been using it with like there are sliders for like red, green, blue, yellow. Is it bright? Is it dark? Where would it be? And we've been using that simulator. It's on computers. The sliders that you can use translate to an actual lighting board you can use.
Got it. All right. Well, thank you for your time. Hi. Thank you for being here.
Nice to be here.
Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Adria Gibson.
And what has your experience been interning here?
It's been really cool. It's been really welcoming too, because like I've always had a thing for theater, so getting to work backstage was like really cool.
What have you learned so far learning here?
We have been learning a lot about lighting and how important stage directions are. We're still getting into a lot.
What are some of the big tasks you do here?
We normally work on projects that are assigned to us. It's more of like a learning projects that we can start to contribute to actual productions and everything soon.
Would you recommend your friends come to check this place out? Like not even just for an internship, just the building itself?
Yes, because I also love old architecture. So me being in here was like, it was really cool for me to like walk around and be like, ooh, look at all this stuff.
What do you think the impact of the Cleo Parker Robinson dance is on the Denver community?
It seems to bring like a lot of joy to the community. It really does stand out, especially when I came inside and got to like see the people that worked inside. They're all really friendly and seem to do a lot here.
The Cleo Parker Robinson Dance website mentions infusing education, among other things, into their community. Can you elaborate on what you think that might mean?
Yet again, I think that corresponds with a lot of the tech work that they're trying to teach us to do so that we can like really bring out our creative side within productions.
All right. Hi, thank you for being here.
Hi, thank you.
Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Nini. I am one of the technical interns here at Cleo Parker Robinson, just for a little bit longer, but it has been a great experience so far.
And so where were you before you came out here to Denver for the internship?
So I'm originally from Jacksonville, Florida, which is where I went to high school and where I met Trey. And then I got accepted into Fordham University's theater program, and it's one of the like best BAs in the country, and I was super excited about moving to New York with that. So that's where I've been the last couple of years. And then I went home for a few weeks at the end of this last semester and then came out here to Denver to work with Trey.
And so how did you and Trey meet?
So back in 2020, right before the COVID pandemic hit, Cleo was on tour and they came to my high school. And at the time, I was kind of the only stage manager in my high school. And we have this beautiful theater, relatively new. I learned so much there. And so I was basically stage managing everything that happened, everything that came through. So when they were on tour, I was the one who was calling Trey's cues and making sure that everything was executed in the way that they had intended for their pieces. So that's how we met. And I think I don't remember the exact quote, but it was something along the lines of, if you ever need a job, reach out to me. And so I'm finishing up my second year of my bachelor's degree. And I was like, I need summer work. So I had that in the back of my head. I was like, who do I know? Who can I reach out to? So I sent Trey an email, and that was in October, I think, and now we're here.
So what do you think the climate of the technical theater industry is going to be in the next couple of years? Do you think there's going to be a lot of demand for jobs?
Hopefully there will be. I know right now we're still recovering from the pandemic in a lot of ways and how the industry really shifted in that regard. And big thing that I've seen is a lot of people who wouldn't have necessarily been welcomed in the industry are being really celebrated. So a lot of women, people of color. I have noticed that my stage management class is primarily women, which is really awesome. And so even though we had this terrible thing happen, it's opened up the industry in a lot of ways that may not have happened if we hadn't had that terrible thing happened. In my experience looking at off-Broadway, Broadway, there has been a huge boom in the more commercial industry, but in the side of things that's like nonprofit, smaller community theaters, those are the places that are really suffering, which is really sad because that's where a lot of people get their start, and that's where a lot of people who don't necessarily have access to these really high budget productions are able to flourish, and not only on the working side of things, but also being an audience member and being able to attend those productions. That's the most accessible, and that's where we're seeing the most drop off and lack of resources, which is really sad.
Where'd your passion for technical theater start?
So this is kind of a funny story. So I fell into it accidentally twice. The first time I was in middle school, and it was Like, as much as you can call it stage management when you're in seventh grade, it was more so just being, like, eyes backstage and, like, being in charge of things and, like, making sure people were in costume and in the right places and everything on time. But the girl who had been signed up and ready to stage manage made the soccer team, so she had to quit kind of at the last minute before rehearsal started. So my director had asked me if I wanted to stage manage because I had originally put my name on the tech list. Up until that point, I had been a performer. Like, I had been auditioning for things. I was kind of like mediocre, to be honest. And so I was like, might as well learn what all of those buttons and faders on the light board do. And I never actually did get to do that up until very recently because I had been stage managing so much. And then when I was in high school, similar things sort of happened again. The seniors typically were the ones who were stage managing and doing some of that more management-oriented work, but a huge class of our technical theater seniors had graduated. We didn't really have anyone who was interested in doing that, and I had mentioned in passing to the director that I had done stage management before, and she was like, hey, we need someone. Would you do it? And I said yes, and then here I am halfway through a bachelor's degree later.
Can you tell us about some recent productions that happened here?
Yeah, so I was able to work on the Fringe Festival, which was really great. Those were some crazy days of doing multiple productions all at once. Another big event that I worked on was the Juneteenth Festival, which was really great. Got to work with some amazing jazz musicians and just some really important people in the art space. And then I won't be here for this, but I know the Mile High Festival is coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Have you learned a lot from your time here, or has it been mainly practice for you?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of both. Definitely using a lot of the skills that I already have, but developing some new ones. So actually, this has been a perfect job for me. It's kind of hit a lot of the points for what I intend to do with my career, which is live events. I really love dance, and I haven't gotten to do it in a long time because of the like nature of my college program being primarily based in theater. So that was one of the reasons. Also just doing live events because of the rentals here. So getting to develop those skills that you don't necessarily get to develop in a theater program has been really great so far.
And so what are your plans for the future?
I'm finishing out my theater degree and then hopefully moving on to the workforce. I have a lot of really good connections and people who I know, so hopefully that'll help me along the way.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Can you introduce yourself?
Yes. Trey Grimes, technical director for Cleo Parker Robinson Dance. 24 years.
Got it. And can you tell us a bit more about what the interns are doing here?
The interns are part of the STREAM program here. STREAM being science, technology, robotics, engineering, arts, and media. They get the opportunity to come in and learn technical theater lighting, audio, and audio video. They also get the opportunity to learn content creation. Everything that they create project-wise is totally from their imagination.
So what would you say about the importance of language and like slang versus professional language in this sense?
Absolutely. So that is one thing that they learn from the very beginning. Theater, especially technical theater, etiquette. Interns cannot say yeah, nah, huh. Any of those type of noises are not recognized as true responses, and they have to give me a affirmative, negative, copy this, and we keep it very short and with purpose. Other language that they might be, for example, that they will learn is in the world of creating their own music. A lot of times, especially at their age, they are under the impression that they are just making beats. For us, we do not just make beats. We create digital musical compositions. We create light plots. We create an atmosphere of recording in music and film, editing, and then render. They have to understand what a render is. All this does, it gives our interns the opportunity, our interns and apprenticeships, it gives apprentices also the opportunity to get in their career set. No matter what, once they leave here, after all the digital skill sets they do learn, they'll walk in and they know the language. Knowing the language is half the battle of getting it through any door. You might have the skills, you might have the customer service, but if you can't talk the same language, especially in production, entertainment, TV, media, or theater, chances are you will not survive for the career you're looking for.
All right, well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Through my time at CPRD, I learned a lot about the many parts that go into a theater and dance production, and how important a role technical theater can play. Trey taught us the importance of how you conduct yourself in the industry, a lesson that can be applied to many subjects, while the girls gave us some great insight into the world of technical theater. Anyone is free to visit CPRD and enjoy some of their upcoming shows, and we truly recommend you do. You can find a list of all upcoming events, as well as more on the history and mission at cleoparkerdance.org. Next, we spoke with Jesus Rodriguez from the Denver Office of Climate Action, Sustainability, and Resilience. CASR promotes the role that climate action and sustainability play in strengthening Denver's economic vitality and a prosperous future for all residents and businesses, and embraces equity as a value and practice in all of its work. While we weren't able to meet with Jesus in person, he was still able to tell me all about what's been going on at his internship. Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Jesus Cruz Rodriguez.
What has your experience been interning at the Climate Action and Sustainability and Resilience?
It has been, pretty good so far. I found my way to struggling, but, then I started finding my solutions. The projects are fun, It's nice to learn some new things when being a part of that company. So it was really nice learning some things while even working at the same time.
And so what are some things you've learned while working there?
Well, so far I've done one project that's been done, heat pumps. I've learned some things about those, how those could be easier to people's lives due to, running to electricity. And the different functions they have, like water to water sources and air sources. It's just fascinating to me that, this could actually help people's lives to, replacing air conditioning units. And then one project I'm doing now was electric bikes and electric cars and, electric mobiles. There are some things that I already know about those, but, I got some new sources that I'm still reading over, and I'm still learning some things about it.
And so are all the projects mainly just like learning about these things, or is there any like hands-on?
Well, it is, learning new things. I had to find my way to showing the definition, showing people like what this, source is, why it's helpful, why you need it, pros and cons, some things that people need to know in order for them to, get their minds to relying to heat pumps in their homes.
What are like the major goals of climate action, sustainability, and resilience?
Well, the major goals are to obviously help our society because, we're struggling with global warming at this point. It's getting really hot. We want to, change our system from running from gas that's causing pollution, and our whole purpose is to live off clean air, but also live off by energy, since, we have the sun to, help us support that.
On the website for Climate Action, Sustainability, and Resilience, it mentions Denver being a leader in clean and local energy. Can you explain, some ways this might be the case?
Well, we may just be one state, and, other states are trying to take action upon this, but we're trying to look more through more than just the people's eyes, but we want to see upon the climate's eyes. We want to see what changes, what happened if we still made an impact against climate change. And we do want people to live their lives easier, don't get hot easily and sweaty, or, have heat strokes without a type of struggle. But we're also looking upon solutions to be solved correctly, you know, no side effects, no problems to be faced, you know, not too much expenses causing your lives. If you were to have solar panels or heat pumps or electric cars, it's all worth it since it's going to make a change in your life throughout your whole life. So you won't have to spend more money on regular cars like gas. You only have to worry about your peers in your community doing the same thing so that they could live easier, they could understand the whole purpose of this whole project.
Do you think the organization has made a lot of progress in Denver so far?
So far, I do think that. I see more solar panels by people's houses, and I think that, you know, that's also changing. And it's not just those types of projects, but, you know, it's all the other projects that are coming in that help us use solar and electricity I see people use.
And so were the expectations you had for this group met once you started interning?
Yeah, so before I started, you know, I got some of the guidelines to understand what is expected. In reality, those expectations did come to what I was told, you know, to do or to be at the workplace. So even in the workplace before I started and then starting, you know, it was what I expected. And it was actually, it was really good.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Though our interview was on the shorter end, I learned quite a bit from Jesus. We got to hear the goals and successes of CASR through the eyes of an intern and a few of the climate problems and solutions being studied by Jesus. CASR seeks to secure an economically, socially, and environmentally sustainable city for generations to come. And thanks to students and interns like Jesus, the future is looking clean. Today on DPS Intern Talk, we learned quite a bit about the world of tech theater and the fight against climate change. The interns we spoke to represent the potential future of these industries, and I couldn't be happier after what we heard. The DPS Internship Launch Program provides career-defining opportunities for students to further their knowledge in their field of choice or dive into an entirely new one. My internship here at KGNU has only furthered my love for audio production, and I couldn't be more grateful for it. A huge thank you to everyone at KGNU for giving me this opportunity and facilitating the connections I've made. I've been Khalil Medina with DPS Intern Talk. Thank you for listening.